Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. About 14 years ago, our next guest took her love of interior design and plunged into the small business ownership space by opening a contemporary Euro-style furniture store. And she credits the European presence in the upstate and her own heritage as contributing factors to the store's success. Yvette Ivanova is co-owner of Bulgari Furniture. She joins us by phone now from her store in Greenville, South Carolina. Yvette, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company, how all of this got started.
My husband and I moved to Greenville, South Carolina 20 years ago. Even though I have many years background in interior design, my personal style, the contemporary European, was missing in the upstate. So, you know, I started exploring the idea to open a retail store and combine my love for interior design and working with clients one-on-one with the retail part of it.
And you and your husband moved from where?
We moved from Bulgaria in 1997. Because of his job, he's in the computer business, software engineer. We fell in love with that area and Greenville became home for us. Our kids grew up here and we love it.
Give us the immigrant's perspective then here of what challenges, if any, you might have faced opening your own business.
Well, to be honest with you, we find that opening a business in the States is so much easier than, you know, some other countries around the world, including Bulgaria. I never had my own business in Bulgaria, but I've known people that own businesses, and there are a lot more challenges there to actually start a business, a lot more bureaucracy. When here was a pretty straightforward process, for me, the big challenge is that I was not really familiar with the retail part of it. So I had to learn as I go. I felt pretty confident that we can, you know, grow the business in the retail part as well if we really spend the time and give the service to every customer that comes.
Now, since you've been open so many years, has any competition developed other than, you know, I'm thinking down the highway where IKEA is?
We're really different from IKEA. The style is the same. IKEA, you know, actually, I believe is helping us because it promotes even more that sleek and clean look and wise, bringing it to more people's homes. But again, with us, we focus on, you know, a little bit more high-end, extremely good quality furniture that is built to last. And we're very, very selective of the vendors that we work with. All of our vendors, manufacturers, are actually green companies. They don't use any harmful materials, all water-based lacquers, no foam that consists of any chemicals that can be harmful for our health. As far as IKEA, again, it helps us a little bit promoting that look. But to me, this is more like startup families and, you know, the younger people that can be their first home furniture.
Are you importing the furniture from European countries?
90% of our vendors are European companies. We have a lot of Scandinavian, you know, from Denmark, Norway. We have a German company, a lot of Italian companies. However, we have great American companies, two upholstery companies that are made, they manufacture in North Carolina. And we do also have a couple of Canadian companies.
Finding the furniture that you are going to stock then, does that require a lot of travel?
We do not go to the factories, but we attend the trade shows. We're lucky that one of the largest furniture trade shows, actually the closest one, is in High Point. We've been to a couple of other trade shows, but we always go to the High Point market. All of our European companies actually have big showrooms, so this is our main source of selecting furniture, going to the trade shows.
That's interesting that, you know, that area of the country, of North Carolina, the old historic furniture making capital of the United States, embraces all of the foreign companies to come for a big trade fair.
Yes, and it's a huge market. There's so many manufacturers that come to this market. Again, most of them are more traditional, but every company that wants to have presence on the American market comes to High Point.
Well, Yvette, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Yvette Ivanova is co-owner of Bogari Furniture, and she spoke to us by phone from her location in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.